Honor Guard, uniform personnel, hooked and hut. Honor Guard, forward, hut. Present! Halt! Order! Halt! We're not hearing from Chaplain Tate.
This September the 11th has been designated as Patriot Day, and we are here today to honor those who made the supreme sacrifice of their choice on September 11, 2001. I looked up the definition, a simple definition of a patriot, and the dictionary describes a patriot as a person who loves, supports, and defends his or her country. And because of the events on September the 11th, I believe we've all become more noble patriots. This occasion gives us an opportunity to publicly display our love for our nation, for what we cherish and hold dear. It affords us an occasion to demonstrate our support for our country and express both our grief and gratitude for those who died on September the 11th. Today also grants patriots a chance to renew their determination to defend America, like our two officers who will be deployed overseas in the service of our country. We have been blessed as a nation. But I would invite you now, as you will, to join me in just a moment of silence to remember those and their surviving loved ones who died, and then I'll offer a word of prayer. Our gracious God, we do not pretend to understand all of the things that happen, all the things that happen to us. But we would ask today that you would be pleased to grant peace and comfort to the survivors of those who died on September the 11th. And help us to honor them by supporting, loving, and defending America. Amen.
Good morning.
want to make a few comments, a few words. And I guess as we remember this tragic day in our history, I'm proud to be a part of Kirkland's celebration, because one of the things that we said is that we would never forget. And I think this is our way of showing that we're not forgetting, that we're remembering all those that gave their lives, both police officers and firefighters, and citizens as well. People were put in harm's way, and we need to celebrate and remember their lives, and we're doing that today. I think back about where was I and what was I doing, and I think all of us have that distinct memory. I remember the sinking feeling in my heart and my body going into shock as I watched that morning. And I'll never forget it and never forget the feeling. Today I can remember that as well. But like Chaplain Tate said, you know, we don't always understand what it was or what was going on or the impacts and the change, but I think we all can fully understand that we'll never understand all of it, that our lives have been impacted and changed, and they continue to be. I think the one thing that I take away from the event and the time since is that I'm more aware of my surroundings. I'm more proud to be an American and be united as a country. And I think that all of us have learned to stand hand in hand with our neighbors and be ready to take on whatever that is that we face in our country, whether it be the terrorist attack of 9/11 or a disaster in a community. I think that we're all coming together to be better prepared, and that makes me proud to be a part of our community and a part of all of you. So I guess as we remember, the good that came out of that is the strength of our communities, and I'm just pleased to be a part of Kirkland's. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here this morning as we remember the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. I'm deeply honored to be speaking to you this morning on behalf of Chief Olson. As Chief Blake mentioned, I also remember where I was that morning, Tuesday, September 11, 2001, here at work, with many of you and in this fine establishment here, the police department. I remember the shock, the fear, and I also remember clearly how rapidly we organized and came together to make sure that our community would be safe. I remember working with the fire department, emergency management, and fellow police officers to make sure that Kirkland would not be fall victim like New York did. In May of 2002, I traveled to Washington, D.C. for the Police Officer Memorial Day with Captain Markle, Captain Hamilton, and two other Kirkland police employees, Kelly Spruill and Tim Cron. On that day, we stood with thousands of other police officers and firefighters and citizens as they read into the rolls the heroes that fell on that day from the police departments of New York Police Department and the Port Authority Police Department. At that time, I was able to take this pencil rubbing of one of the names of one of the people that fell that day, Chris Amoroso. We have his picture here today as well. Chris was a New York police officer who went into the towers to save some other people. The picture behind me is a picture of Chris coming out the second time with a victim. He went in the third time and did not come back out. That's what a hero does. A hero puts themselves first despite personal risk. The Kirkland Police Department and the City of Kirkland came together, and we raised money that went to Jamie, Chris's widow, and their children. We brought family, we brought friends out to Seattle so that we could see them. Christmas presents went back because that's what family does for heroes. We remember and we care for the fallen. We're not here to talk about what led up to 9/11. We're not here to talk about what's happened since. We're here to talk about the victims, the heroes, the anonymous heroes that we don't even know about that died that day in New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. Thank you all for coming out for this Patriots Day. Yeah.
May we bow for a closing prayer. Our gracious God, we're thankful today that you've given us an opportunity to remember, to honor, and to be filled today with gratitude for what has happened in our lives and our nation as a result of a tremendous tragedy. And we would ask, as we remember those who had died on September the 11th, that you would renew a spirit of dedication in our own hearts and lives. And may we leave today with that determination to be better citizens, to be better community involvers, and help us, our Father, to be what you want us to be. We thank you for those who are here today and for those who have participated in this program. And we yield and dedicate ourselves, our nation, our community, and ask for your blessing, for your protection, and your grace. Amen.
Honor guard, right face. Forward, march.
Ready, move.
Honor guard, fall out! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. That concludes our service today. Thank you again for coming. You're dismissed. Thank you, guys.